Come on, let's get into this. This series is Do Life Together. The message title is Far Above Jewels. I had this as one message today, but last night we changed it up to go two messages for this particular word. So after Wes comes and goes the following week, we will continue this message. This is a two-part message. And it's really something that, man, I need your attention on this. Young people, singles, if you're in this place, man, this is training. You're in training. Don't miss out on being trained biblically on the absolute, besides Christ Jesus, the most important decision of your life. If you're married in this place, you can't miss this. This will rearrange your marriage. You may have a great marriage. This is a refresher, man. This is a time to be refreshed again. That you make sure that you are not taking one another for granted. Because we can take each other for granted pretty quick. But when you understand your spouse's value and their worth and their price, that is without a price, it's that valuable, worth so much that nothing compares. This is where we're going today. I'm going to be speaking more about the excellent wife. Next, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be speaking more about the husband. Now, Proverbs 31 is our place this morning. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. God, you are amazing. I hope that we have blessed you in our time of worship. We are here together as a church to bless you and to honor you and to adore you and to thank you and get before you and cry out your praises. Lift the name of Jesus high above every name. God, I thank you for your word. Your word is true. God, I believe that one message, God, one word from you changed direction of a life. One verse from you can rearrange a family. One verse from you can change direction of a soul, of a house, of a home, of a marriage, of one being single. God, that's how powerful your word is. And Father, we thank you for it. God, I ask that by your Spirit you would minister this and you would direct this to the heart of mankind today. God, we come before you and we're here on purpose to hear from you. God, that our eyes will be open to see. And God, our ears would hear exactly what you have us hear today. Father, I pray that we would clear out all distractions, that we would be so focused on your word in this moment right here, that God, when you speak to us, God, we respond to it. Folks, please, I ask that you would ask God this morning, God, speak to me today. God, I'm here and I'm here on purpose. And I'm asking that you speak to me. And I will respond. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, Proverbs 31, verse 10 says this, an excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. An excellent wife who can find. Gang, you got to understand this. When you realize what this means to be an excellent wife. See, biblically, there's two type of women, that which is an excellent wife and that which is a contentious wife. Contentious, throughout Proverbs, you see that which is a contentious woman or that which is a contentious wife. The Bible says that kind of woman is one who always has strife, one who is argumentative, one who is controlling, one who always has to have her way. That's what contentious means. One who is vexing, one who is like sandpaper, man. There's no smooth side to this woman. It's like sandpaper all day long. And you can imagine what it is to live with that, right? The Bible gives us an example. The Bible says it is better for a man to walk in the desert with no food, no water, and die than to live with that type of woman. What it says. Going to Proverbs 18 and 19 and 21, man, it tells you about that contentious woman. It tells you that it's better for a man to live on the top of his roof. I'm talking, look and think about Western New York. You got snow, you got hail, you got wind, you got 0 degrees forever, it seems. The Bible says, I would rather be there than here with you. And then the Bible gives an amazing picture of the other side. The wife that is the excellent wife, the one, and the word excellent here, it means virtuous, it means one that is excellent in her morals, one who is good and one who is pure. Then, and when you go into virtuous and you go into this term excellent, means one who has valor, one who is strong, one who has worth, one who has substance. You know what that word substance means? You ever buy a sub sandwich and it's like, man, you put like one layer and this thing is weak, or you get that big meat daddy and there's depth to this, there's substance to it. That's what this means. Not, honey, not that you're a sub sandwich, babe. It just means that there is depth to you. I mean, think about it. The excellent wife is the one who understands her valor, understands her worth, understands that there is depth to her. She has substance. She has worth. There is this excellent moral quality about her. That she is virtuous. An excellent wife who can find, man, she has ability. She is able. But the Bible says, who can find? You understand, Proverbs 31 is not written by Solomon. It's not anonymous. It's written by the oracles of a mom to her son who is a king. King Lemuel says, this is from my mom's heart to me. Could you imagine a letter from mom to her son? You need to find this type of godly woman. She needs to be an excellent wife. She needs to have a moral quality about her. She needs to walk in her place where she knows her valor. She knows her strength. She knows that she is mighty. She knows that there is substance, that there is depth to this woman. She's not just shallow. She knows that there is a purpose to her. And then it says, who can find? It really means that she's rare. Single ladies, you are in training. You will be one or the other. You will be that contentious woman who's always argumentative, always looking to be right, full of strife, like sandpaper, always controlling. Or you can get yourself to a place to be that excellent wife one day. And you can dare to be rare, and you can come to that place to say, I will be that rare one. But there will be a day that there will be a man who knows my value, and he knows my worth. So you could look at it like this. I want to show you some pictures of some cars. My son Carter's a car maniac. He knows these cars. Look at this car, sick car, right? I mean, this baby is worth $1.6 million. I can't even pronounce it. It's worth $1.6 million. Look at this second car. This baby is just sick looking. I mean, I wouldn't even put the lights on behind this thing because I wouldn't keep up to it, right? I would just like, okay, you go ahead, have a blast, be careful. I mean, there's no way. But this baby's worth $2.2 million. This is a car. It's worth $2.2 million to buy this Lamborghini. Okay, look at this third one. This is crazy. This is a Ferrari. Okay, to buy this Ferrari, it's worth $1.4 million to buy this. You know what's crazy about this Ferrari? You can't even buy this Ferrari unless you already own five other Ferraris. And that means you got to apply for it. Generally, they give it to those who own 10 or more. Who has 10 or more Ferraris in their garage? I mean, right? But then you're able to qualify for one that's 1.4. That's the worth of this car. And then you see this home. I mean, we love our cars, love our homes. This baby, look at the worth of this home. Beautiful home. $190 million in this home. And then you see the second home, which is just a gorgeous home in Colorado. I mean, I could just see us hitting the hills on our snowboard and skis, just shredding that mountain up. But you could live there for 75 million beans. And then you look at these people. This is all public record. You can check out these people. Their worth, their net worth, their value has a price tag. But the Bible says, my excellent wife is so rare that her worth, her value is this. But you know what the Bible says about her worth? It's what God says. That's what God says about Renee's worth to me. See, everything has a price, folks. You can put a price on a vehicle that's $2.2 million. You could put a price on a home that's $190 million. You could put a price on your face that says, I am worth this much in a price tag. And then you can look at the Bible says, and what the Bible says about an excellent wife, that her worth is far above. Her value, and the word here, it means price. But you can't put a price on it. She's that rare. Ladies, this is real news, man. Men, this is huge for you. Because a man will take care of what he got. That $2.2 million car, guarantee that thing probably never, ever seen salt or snow or rain, right? because a man will take care of what he values. When he says, man, I have spent so much money on this, I'm going to take care of it. You know, listen, if you have $2.2 million car, you're probably not the one washing it. You have a whole team of people to tend to your baby. I mean, that's the truth. But when you see what God says about an excellent wife, her value and her worth, her price is far above. Man, how is it that you're tending to your wife? Do you understand what you have? Do you understand that, ladies, if you are that excellent wife, there's two types, don't forget that. If you are that excellent wife, if you understand what it is to walk in virtue, understand what it is to walk excellent, understand what it is that you have depth and you have substance and there is a place of strength within you. There is qualities that we need to look at here that define the excellent wife so that your man, singles, that your man one day will look at you and know your value and know your worth. Wives, that you're in a relationship right now, husbands and wives, that your husband will look at you and understand your value and your worth. And you look at this one verse. Listen, there's books written, there's articles written, there's all kinds of things, how to avoid an affair. And listen, temptation will be there. That's not going anywhere. It will be presented at times. That's not going anywhere. The Bible says we can overcome all temptation, but we do it through His Word. And this is one verse. When a man understands, my wife is rare and she is at that place where she is valuable and her price, nothing compares to her. When another woman shows up, you're not even close. You've got nothing to offer me. Listen, being in uniform, there are times that women just offer themselves. And you know what I do? Immediately, man, you got nothing on my wife. I am married to the most beautiful woman that has ever walked this planet, and I know her value, and I know her worth, and there is nothing that you got that compares to my wife. And there are times they just stare like, who talks like that about their, I've never heard that. That's what they have said to me. I've never heard a man talk like that. But you know what that does? That punches the enemy right in the face. You got nothing here. Listen, temptation is there. All right, it's there. It's available. But when you understand there's the power of one verse, when you understand the value and the worth of your excellent wife, you understand what that means, that there is not money, there is not cars, there is not homes, there is not people, there is not another woman that ever walked this planet that compares to my wife. She is that valuable to me. And that which is valuable to me, I am going to take care of. And that just ends that right then and right there. And it's powerful. Powerful. And we look at this. What's the qualifiers here? An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth, her value, man, her price is far above jewels. The heart of her husband, look at the result, man. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Look at this. What's the result of an excellent wife? When she looks to her husband, and one of her purposes is to do her man good and not evil all the days of her life. She wakes up in the morning and says, how can I do my man good today? Am I going to do him good today, or am I going to do him wrong today? How is it that all the days of our lives that I will look to do him good day after day after day? You know what? We've been married for 20 years, and this is one thing. We'll be married for 21 years in October. And you look at this, and you say, how is it, Sean? How is it that your marriage gets better and better and better? When I went to the altar, I'm thinking, it doesn't get better than this. I got the most amazing woman on the planet. I mean, most amazing woman on the planet. And I'm like, that's why I married her. Look at her. Yeah, sweet. I'm so blessed, man. And I'm like, come on, it doesn't get better than this. And I see how God reveals her worth and her value year after year after year. See, one of the dangers in marriage, please hear this, one of the dangers in marriage is when you get to a point that you forget value and worth and you begin to take one another for granted. You forget to open the door. I get mad when she beats me. Listen, I know I'm broken, but I don't beat me to the door. I got to get the door for you. It's just something I need to do. What happens when you begin to take each other for granted? What happens when the husband begins to lose focus that his wife is that valuable and that he is to take care of that which he values? But if you do it God's way, it gets better and it gets better and it gets more secure and it gets more foundation and it gets more concrete. And you look at one another, how is it? Honestly, how is it that Renee and I have a greater love relationship and a greater level of respect and a greater level of worth than we did on that day? Because we understand this verse, her worth, her value. She is that excellent wife. She does look to do me good all the days of her life. Now look at this. I want to point some things out in Proverbs 31. You got to see this. Proverbs 31 verse 15. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household. Verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Get the point here. Verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at her future. Verse 27, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She looks well to the ways of her household. What is one of the priorities of the excellent wife? Her household. Look at this. One of the priorities of the excellent wife is her household. She looks well to the ways of her household. Now look, we can get into this. Please don't misunderstand me. This is not women should never work. You need to be barefoot and pregnant and stay at home and do what you do. That if you read this, you'll see she had a couple jobs. She bought land, sold land, built a vineyard. She made clothes, made belts, sold them to the tradesmen. But it was all for one purpose, to keep her household priority. That was the deal. She kept things in focus. That was most important biblically was her household. And mom is telling the king, you need to come to a place. And I don't know when this was written, probably before he obviously had a woman, but before he had a queen, that you need to be careful that the one that you choose, she understands in all of her busyness. The Bible says right here that she wasn't idle. She didn't slack, man. She wasn't lazy. She didn't sit on the couch. At home in her household, she worked. She kept it priority. Listen, don't misunderstand that. It's not that women can't work. Half our staff is paid women. But they're all moms and wives who work part-time, who understand that I will be very careful to keep a very good check on how much they actually put in so that they will always keep their household a priority. That is, and they know because I meet with the families to make sure how are things going, what's happening, how's your faith, family, and finances, are things in right order. It's incredible when you see it this way. Look at this though. I mean, when you break this apart, the Bible says that strength and dignity are her clothing. This isn't the okay, well, woman under the man's foot type thing, pressed when you need something. This is, look what it says about this excellent wife. It says that strength, in verse 25, strength and dignity, that's her clothing. Strength means that she is mighty, and she is bold, and she is not afraid. That's what this means. This woman who is that excellent wife, she is fearless, and she is strong. And she is bold, and she has dignity. This word dignity means that which is of an impressive character, that which is worthy of respect, that which has honor, that which is splendid, that which is majestic. Look at the picture of what God says about this woman. This woman has excellent character. She's impressive. This woman is fearless. This woman is bold. This woman is strong. This woman is splendid. This woman is majestic. See this word dignity here in the Hebrew, it's hadar. And this is what hadar means. I want you to see Psalm 29 says this. Look at who it's compared to. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is hadar, is majestic. Strength and hadar are her clothing. Look at who she's compared with. This is powerful. Splendor and hadar, majesty, are before him. Strength, same word as in verse 25 of 31. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Look at what God says. This excellent wife is compared to the powerful voice of God, that He is majestic splendor and Hadar, majesty up before Him, and strength, fearless, bold, strong, and beauty are in His sanctuary. And ladies, look at this excellent wife, young woman who's single. Look at what you're compared to. Almighty, one true, powerful God. Splendor, majesty, strong, mighty, fearless, honor, majestic, impressive character, one who is worthy of respect. And then look at the result. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her. Look at what your kids do. They rise up and bless her. Her husband also, he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Look at how pinpointed he is. Oh, there are many out there, and they've done well. But there's no one like you. If I were to do it all over again, I'd pick you every time. That's powerful. If I were to do it all over again, there's many out there. But you, I know your worth. I know your value. And no one comes close to you. Do it all over again. I pick you every time. Because I know your value. And I know your worth. That's amazing. That's amazing. When you see it this way. I want you to show you another place. Proverbs 12:4 says this. An excellent wife, there it is again. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. When you understand, I want you to see this. Look at this. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is like rottenness to his bones. When you see it this way, this classifies two. There's one who understands that she is excellent. She rises to the occasion of being rare. She looks at who she is, who she can be in Christ, and recognizes the responsibility of the household. She has become this excellent wife, and she is the crown of her husband. You got to understand this word crown. This is a powerful word that in the day when they would go off to battle and they'd go off to fight, when they would come back from battle and they'd come back from war, if they had won the war, if they were victorious in the war, the soldiers would come back to town or come back to the village and they'd have these crowns or these wreaths that they would put on their head to symbolize to everyone that we have the victory. Time to celebrate, for we have won. Now look at this. An excellent wife is the celebration of her husband. An excellent wife is the victory. Men, do you know what you got? Do you understand what God's given you? That you are to celebrate your wife. You are to walk in victory because of your wife. And there is a sense in this that we will walk in celebration, that our wives will know that we celebrate them, that we've got the victory because of who they are. That's a powerful picture. An excellent wife is the victory or the celebration or the crown of her husband. But she who shames him, she who's not walking of that excellent character, she who doesn't care what her husband thinks and goes places and does things that would bring shame and dishonor to his name, it's like cancer. The wife in a public place who thinks it's funny to pick on her husband. The wife in a public place who purposefully embarrasses her husband. So you got to understand what God says in His creation of man, that is like cancer to His bones. He begins to deteriorate from the inside out. So are you going to be His celebration or are you going to be His cancer? You're going to come to that place to know her value and her worth, and that you are going to celebrate her and recognize the gift that God has given you to walk in such a way that she knows that she is your MVP. Gang, there is our relationship with Jesus Christ, God Almighty, three in one. He is everything to us. He is our absolutely first. We don't worship our wives. We worship our God and our King and our Savior, our Lord and our Redeemer. And then there's this large gap, and then there's Renee. And then there's this large gap, and there's everybody else. And there's everything else. Listen, people of this church know Renee comes before you. My own household, my children know Renee comes before them. How many times do we sit down with people that so struggle in their marriage after kids have left because they've invested everything into their kids and they became married to their kids and they forgot about one another? You're not married to your kids. You're not married to your children. You need to invest time in them, raise them, love them, care for them. And then there is the two of us that we know our value. And my kids know their place. They understand. Renee will always be first for me. Always. In any condition, anywhere you go, Renee will trump you guys. That's the way this house works. Listen, I am not married to you. I'm married to you. But you're setting the example to your kids. It's in the reality of priority. That your wife, gentlemen, your wife, young man who's not married, you better get her, better get this thing right in your training that you begin to know that your wife one day, she is the absolute priority. There's Jesus, large gap, wife, large gap, and then everybody else. And she has to be the MVP, the most valuable person in your world. And the deal is this, she has to know it. She has to know that. Don't just get into this, well, I told her, and no, she's got to know deeply. If she doesn't know that, something's not right. She needs to know, I am his most important person. There is nothing that carries more priority in his world than me. Period. Let me give you one verse, one more verse, that describes a gift from God. When you understand, married, when you understand, husbands, that your wife is truly your helpmate, this is not woman under man's foot. It's not I'm the head, Alice. You do as I say. That's just wrong. We're going to do things my way, not your way. Get behind me and you do everything that I say because I'm the head. I'm in charge. Back up, woman. Let's go forward. But you're behind me and I don't want your say. I don't need your opinion. We're just, gang, that, there's houses like that. And it's not a biblical picture. Is when you see the role of the wife and you understand that she, God gave her to man to be a helper. That means she needs to help. And there was a point in our lives that we had the opportunity to go to Atlanta, to start a church in Atlanta. And I flew down there several times. I took police tests. I got hired by two different departments. I mean, great department. I mean, busy, bad guys everywhere. I was going to be chasing people every day. They had black and white police cars. I mean, this was a God thing. I mean, they're like, they're black and whites, man. This is like a real police car. This is busy place. And I'm thinking, I'm in. This is awesome. They want me to come down there. And I'm thinking, the door is wide open. I got two job opportunities. Awesome opportunity to start a church and help plant a church in Atlanta. This is incredible. It's, you know, we went over this whole list of how this is. I went over this whole list of how this was a God thing. And I learned that you can't just pull the card that, well, it's an open door. Well, he gave me a job. He gave me two job opportunities. This has to be God. The enemy will open a door for you that you go through that is in the absolute complete wrong direction. One verse held me from taking my family to probably the biggest disaster of our lives. It's Proverbs 19:14. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. She's a gift from God. And when you understand this word prudent, she has good judgment. She is discerning. She can give wisdom and guide with wisdom. She has great counsel. She can give and she can gain insight. The night before I was to leave, to go to the Olean PD and hand in my gear saying I'm done, God put this verse, one verse, changed everything. because I'm pushing this and I'm going forward and I've got the jobs and this is an awesome opportunity. We know that God's called us to ministry. This is it, Renee. The whole time, Renee's like, I don't feel it. I don't have peace about this, Sean. I know that God's called you, but this isn't the place. There's something more. There's a different purpose for you. She went down to Atlanta. Sean, it's just not here. This isn't right for us. And I'm pushing and I'm pushing and I'm pushing. Come on, look at the open doors. Look at where we're going. Look at this, man. I haven't tried to convince her. It's just sunny all the time, honey. Come on. Well, praise the Lord, she just wouldn't budge. But she said, you know what, honey? It's not good with me. And I don't believe that this is right. And I don't have a peace about it. I think God's got a greater call for you. But if you go, I'm with you. You know what that does? When God comes and He reveals truth to your heart, Sean, I gave her to you as a helpmate. Sean, I gave her to you, and she has at times better judgment than you do. Sean, she will sense things and she will see things before you do. Sean, she has wisdom and she can guide you. Sean, I have given her insight on this. And you're missing it. One night, one verse, revealed that God gave me this amazing gift in Renee. I was about to make the greatest mistake that I've ever made. And my beginning to understand and recognize this amazing, valuable gift as my helpmate. Now there's very little things that ever go through me that don't go through her first. Very little. I mean, I can brush my teeth on my own. I can do that. But any decisions, honestly, I seek the counsel of my wife because I know her value and I know her worth. And you never forget a lesson. From a woman who is so amazing that was willing to go even though. And yet my heart was open to God one night. And that would have been the most difficult decision that could have been disastrous for us. But because one verse showed me the value of my wife, nothing's the same. And we have Believer's Chapel because later on, the same woman, my bride, says, Sean, God has called you to something here in this area. It's time to plant a church. That was about 6.5, 7 years ago of us praying and fasting and again listening to the directive of my wife, who is a gift from God. Men, do you know the value of your wives? And you act accordingly to her worth. Come on, let's bow our heads, please. And man, when I go over a message like this in my heart, and I thank everyone. I think of the single mom who has to work so hard and has been through so much. I think of the young person who grew up in a home that had no example of godliness. I think of the husband and wife who's gone through life and now coming to Christ that do have a past of brokenness. And I think about the husband and wife who really sensed before the altar did it right. Walked in a way to glorify God, walked in a way to honor God in their relationship before and after. And even in that, there's times that we can refresh. Even in that, there's times that we can be reminded again of one's value and worth. And I will not take her for granted. I will be amazed by her, and I will praise her, and I will speak her praises publicly and privately, and I will brag about my wife. I will walk into a place that I will not forget her value and her worth, and I will not take her for granted. Men, That new car you bought, man, you washed it, you waxed it when you first got it. Then its value began to go down. You didn't wash it as much. But in marriage, value needs to increase as time goes on. And in that, there is such a relationship that builds between a husband and a wife when the man over time knows that his wife's value, her purpose, her worth, her price, her substance, her depth, her character, her splendor, her honor, her majestic, something that we shall never take for granted. I'm asking you, if you're single in this place, you clue in. That you're in training. Young lady, you're in training. You're going to be that contentious, argumentative, I'm in charge, I'm in control of who I am. Or are you going to be the one who understands what God desires you to be? Who will do him good and not evil every day of his life. Father, please. God, please. God, whatever you have revealed to us this morning. God, whatever you have spoke to us this morning. Whether we're single individual, whether we're a single mom or even a single dad. God, whether we've been in a great marriage relationship, God, whether our marriage needs some love. God, I'm asking that we would respond to you. God, I say we not dare leave this place the same. But God, we would respond to you in this. If there's a husband who needs to ask forgiveness, if there's a husband who needs to be rejoined with her value and her worth to recognize that she is rare and she deserves to be taken care of, God, we would repent, we would turn, and there would be proof, evidence of our repentance. That God, our homes will not be the same. God, our homes, the atmosphere of our homes will not be the same, God. I will know her value. I will know her worth far above jewels. I'll know the gift that you've given me as my helpmate, as a prudent wife, God. I see it, Father. My home will not be the same. Father, please. Please seal this in our lives. My home will not be the same. And as Brendan sings, I'm asking that you, before God, make a declaration. I will be that excellent wife. I will, as a single person, make a commitment now to walk in a way to understand what that excellent wife looks like biblically. I will understand as a young man what it is to honor my wife one day. Scratch maybe a false picture that has been set up. Scratch maybe a home that was a single home. Scratch maybe a picture where you grow up with your grandmother or with your dad or just with your mom and there's always strife. We scratch that and say, I choose today to do it God's way. Because He heals. He can restore anything that has been broken. Come on, let's sing together this morning. Praise God.